19 cents. I think we better start trying to grow them.
Do you know now the usually you buy them in a bag, or the bulbs and the big ones, you know, or do you buy the bunches?
You mean the onions?
Yeah.
We just buy them, you know, the individual, the tops cut off of them, the green sections off of them.
Yeah. Do they have a different name for them, like when they're not, when they don't get the big bulbs, when they're just, you know, the
green onions.
Okay,
Doesn't other people call them scallions? No.
Well, whatever you call them.
Well, I call them green onions. And I don't even eat them, so I don't even buy them.
Okay. What are some vegetables that you might use? Do they ever have any kind of soups or stews around here that, or what'd you call it? What'd you call a stew?
Steam meat, stew meat. It's all kind of like, okay, if we take beef barbecue ribs, you know, and we'll cook it down with potatoes and cabbage, and we make dough. Sometimes we put plantains. We call it stewed ribs. But sometimes if we just take the meat or chicken, then we say steamed meat or steamed chicken. So it's all kind of know what it is that we're cooking. At least what I'm cooking, anyway.
All right. Now you said cabbage. You might say, filling out this blank, I might give you a blank on this.
Okay.
It's talking about cabbage, so I like these.
Cabbages?
Okay. How about, do they ever have any type of gumbo around here from up here?
They could have chicken. I don't know if people make them, but you know, you've seen the grocery store, chicken gumbo. What is it? New Orleans has a lot of that gumbo.
Do you know what kind of vegetable they use in that?
Okra, I think.
That's
that round, has like little bead things in it. Okra.
And how about when you know, like if you buy beans and you want to get them out of the pod, what do you have to do to them?
People at North, they shell them. We don't do them here.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Okay. How about, what do you call the large, flat, yellowish beans?
Lima beans?
Yeah, you ever call them anything else?
No, lima beans and lima bean.
Okay. How about, are these yellow beans ever called butter beans?
Yes, when we buy them, the jars are already prepared.
You know,
you can buy them already fixed up, you know, just eat. See, like, we'll have bean soup, which is lima beans. Sometimes they call it bean soup, sometimes they call it lima bean soup. You can get the lima beans, you cook it down with some tomato sauce and pieces of ham and onions in it. Some people call it bean soup, some people call it lima bean.
And then the other type is when you get them already made?
Butter bean.
Yeah, when it's already made?
Butter beans.
Okay, how about what would you call the kind of beans that you would eat, the pod and everything, you just eat?
String beans, pole beans. In Key West, my family calls them string beans.
Okay, and you take, I don't know if anybody does this here, you might say you take the tops of turnips, you know, the green part of turnips, and you'd have what? You'd have a mess of what?
Collard greens. We don't eat them. I mean, I know some of it from reading books, because we've got a bunch of Time Life series books here on food, and I go through it, you know, different countries, and then I've seen the ones from the United States, you know, Northeast cooking, and what is it, smelting pot cooking. But I mean, turnips we don't eat.
The top parts you don't eat?
We don't even eat the other part.
Oh, the
bottom. we'll eat pickled beets,
yeah.
But the others we don't.
Yeah.
Not in my family, anyway.
Okay. All right, how about the green stuff that you might put in salads?
Lettuce.
Yeah. Do you use that? Did I get that?
Yeah. Lettuce is lettuce.
How does it come?
We buy iceberg lettuce in the packages from grocery.
And you see?
Sometimes it comes from Arizona. New Mexico.
But the thing that, the, you know, you call it, if you got two of them, you
say, I had a lettuce.
Or you had two, yeah. You might say you had two.
Heads.
Okay.